Join us now on the Radio Sports page. We have two of the four senior starters started the year on the Newton baseball team, Creighton Andrew and Skylar Millhiser. And unfortunately, only one is playing right now. Skylar, unfortunately, you have suffered an injury to your right arm. How are you feeling right now?
The injury was done to my UCL. It's a tendon that runs on the inner part of your elbow. So basically, I'll have to get surgery on it. I'll be out for the rest of the season. Hopefully, towards the end of the year, I'll be able to swing lefty and get in some playing time towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I saw you out there practicing left-handed batting. How's that coming along? It's a lot of difference.
It's coming along. I've only been doing it for about 2 days, so, I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be great. But I'm just trying to put something together since this is my last year, just trying to get back out on the field.
Yeah, it's really tough for you. I know you play other sports, but baseball is your passion, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Baseball is my passion. I've been playing it since I was younger. T-ball, been playing it for my whole life. It's been my favorite sport. Put most effort into baseball probably than any other sport.
And you're going to play baseball after this, right? You signed to play baseball once you are done here?
Yes, sir. I'm going to a Division II school. NCAA Division II in Kansas called Washburn. Great school. Coaches have been very supportive of my injury. Great staff there, and I'll continue to be great there.
Now, I understand from your coach that you've been spending a lot of time with Lane Rosendahl, your backup catcher. Just kind of what are you talking to him about?
So basically, obviously this injury wasn't expected, so Lane had to jump in a big spot. Catcher's the captain of the team. You see, he's all parts of the field. So just kind of teaching him the leadership role, which also kind of helps me being a leader on the team. Just teaching him receiving, blocking, throwing, kind of like the game within the game of the baseball. So it's a big step for him, but he can handle it. He's working hard back there, and he'll continue to do good.
Is he pretty receptive to everything you're saying?
He's a little stubborn, but, I mean, that's his personality. So. Yeah. He's a good kid, though. He works hard. Learns pretty fast. So, I mean, he'll be a good add to the team for my backup while I'm injured.
How far off is your surgery?
Not sure yet. I have an appointment this upcoming next week. Hopefully, we'll get it done as soon as possible. But, yeah, not for sure. So.
Well, we wish you the best with luck with that. And, we know you'll put forth the effort in rehab, the same effort you put forth in playing the game of baseball, especially since it's a passion of yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Creighton, your season, now you pitch as well, right?
Yep.
How's your season going so far?
I feel like it's gone pretty good. I've had three starts now, I think, three or four starts now. Pella Christian game was really good. I threw pretty well in the Oski game. And then last night I threw against DCG, and I mean, it went pretty solid for about 3.5-4 innings, and then it took a downhill slide. But DCG is just a team that they're gonna hit the ball and just gotta make plays. But I feel like it's gone pretty good other than the DCG game.
Yeah, as a pitcher, you gotta kind of put the last pitch behind you, don't you, and move on.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of what I told myself going into last night's game here against DCG. I knew each pitch would be it'd be a struggle just because of how well they hit the ball, and I just had to tell myself, it's a new pitch. Whatever happened, if they hit a three-run bomb, it's a new pitch next pitch. Or if they hit a triple off the wall, just have to move on and get ready for the next pitch.
What's your best pitch?
Honestly, right now I'd say it's probably my curveball. I'd say that's been the most effective all year. It's just that's what's worked.
And I know the team has struggled a little bit with strikeouts. How's the coach addressing that?
Yeah, just got to move the ball around up and down, in and out, and can't just throw the ball down the middle, especially varsity level. You got to move it out, move it in, move it around to where hitters feel uncomfortable, and mix in. You got to have at least two good off-speed pitches, I feel like, to be effective at the varsity level in order to get some strikeouts.
Now, as you being a senior, you had one of the fellow captains, go down. Kind of, what does your role change any since Skylar hasn't been out there on the field?
I wouldn't say the word change. I don't know. I mean, I definitely feel like I had to be more vocal because Skylar was definitely one of our more vocal guys. Once he went down, I feel like me and Cade realized that we had to step it up and start to be more vocal, and feel like we've kind of done that, but I feel like there's still got to be more improved on, as obviously we haven't won many games here in the last week and a half, and I don't know, I just feel like some things need to be changed, and I think that starts with me for sure.
Now, you have quite a few young players, though, too. They're playing quite a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. I think we have three or four sophomores and a few juniors, and we've had one freshman play this year behind the plate. He caught an inning or two, but yeah, we have quite a bit of sophomores playing.
Yeah, and these games come, I mean, you're playing game after game. It's hard to, like, work on, you know, stuff that you need to improve on outside of a game, so it's kind of like you're learning on the fly.
Yeah, it is, especially as a younger guy, it comes at you quick if you're not ready and you're not prepared. But and that's why this last week and a half, when we had 11 games in 14 days or whatever it was, like, it was a lot with the doubleheaders and all that, and we just had to tell ourselves just to calm down. And that's why these next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here, are so important. Like, these 3 days of practice to get ready for Norwalk and just to prepare for the upcoming next 3 weeks, whatever it is, until playoffs. We just got to find a way to win some games here down the stretch.
And take advantage of the, you know, like the time, you know, you said when you're not playing games to, you know, work on some stuff.
For sure. We got to get our pitching one thing, but we got to figure out a way to hit the ball, because pitching's been all right, but we're just not giving pitchers the run support. That's been a struggle one for sure. In every single game, we just aren't putting runs up. I think the last time we put a good run up number was probably 2.5 weeks ago against Sheraton, and which was our last win. So
hopefully you'll get a couple hits in a row, and that'll unleash the beasts of your bats there.
I hope so. I hope that's what we do here on Friday night against Norwalk. I hope that's exactly what happens. So
okay. Well, good luck, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, Skyler.
Thanks, sir.
Again, we've been talking to Skyler Millhiser and also Creighton Andrew, members of the Newton baseball team, on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.